Hey, Birshutchem, with everybody's permission, happiest Monday. So today we're starting from now until Pesach, a shortened version of the Pele Yoetz, so that we also do a little bit of the Haggadah. Today's Shi'urim are dedicated to Nishmat Sarah bar Moshe, Shlomo ben Eliyahu, Zerubbabel ben Gabriel, Tzidia bat Mashiach, Tamara bat Mashiach, Yosef ben Nisan, Liora bat Yitzchak, Binyamin ben Yitzchak, Yehuda ben David, Yehuda ben David, Rinat Malkab bat Dan, Shimon ben Mishael, Yitzchak ben Shlomo, Tamar bat Yitzchak, Yochanan ben Rabbi Meir, and Yaakov ben Moshe, Ruach Hashem Tinecha Megan Eden, for Refuah Shlema Av, Rachel bat Chana, Shemuel ben Rachel, Esther bat Chana, Dan ben Esther, Yehuda ben Esther, Yosef ben Yafa, and Nisan ben Chana, El Narafan Adayim. So, first, today in Pele Yoetz, we're learning about Haka'ah. Haka'ah means hitting. Hitting in the sense of hitting your children. So, Amar Rabotenu, Baruch Hashem, we have a father son here today. So, Amar Rabotenu, Zah. Chamim said, Hamakeh beno.
Demonstrate.
We can do a demonstration today. Hamakeh beno Agadol Chayav Nidui. The Gemara says in Masechet Moed Katan that a person who hits his older son, a son who's an adult, chayav nidui, the community has to excommunicate such a parent. If a parent is hitting his adult child. So in this sense, Hagadol, the Beit Yosef explains that Hagadol doesn't necessarily mean above the age of 13. It's not necessarily, usually Gadol we mean above the age of 13, and Katan means a young child. Here, Gadol means an adult. That his son is already an adult. He gives an example of maybe in his time, 22 years, 24 years old, around 20 years old. But it means here a person who hits his adult child, chayav nidui, they're obligated, and the community should excommunicate such a parent. Yeah, nobody should deal. Excommunication means nobody deals with him. He's in a side in a corner. Nobody talks to him. Nobody does business with him. Leave him alone.
Sanctions
against such a parent. Ulfum ta'ama, and based on the reasoning for that, based on the reason why, af anon ilmod, then we can also learn. It's not just necessarily talking about that definition, a child is an adult who's 22, 24 years old. It's not only referring to a child who's 22 years old. Sha're hatamhu, the reason is why. What's the reason? What's the reason why it's bad? Why it's forbidden to hit an adult child in those times? Because the adult child that gets hit by his parents is going to do the same thing back to his father. He's going to do the same thing back to his mother. It's going to cause him to kick his father. It's going to cause him, boet means to kick. And he's going to disrespect and degrade his father or mother. The Torah has a prohibition that says, don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Which is a mashal. It's in Parashat Kiddushim. We're going to get to it in a couple of parashiyot from now, after Pesach. So, lifneiver, don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, is a mashal for don't cause another person to do an avon. Don't cause another person to sin. And it's like putting, you know, this person is blind, he doesn't realize that he's going to get into a sin because of it, and you're putting a block in front of him so he trips over that block. So if a person hits his adult child, he's going to cause his child to shame him. He's going to cause his child to disrespect him. So the child is going to violate kibbur avayim. Because of his hitting, he's going to cause the child to violate kibbur avayim. So hine kichen lo gadol gadol mamash. So gadol doesn't necessarily mean gadol. 22 years old or 24 years old, like it says in the Rishonim. Ela afilu katan, even if he's younger than that, even if a child is younger than that, kol sheyodea bo sheino mekabel marut. If a father or a mother knows that when you speak harshly to the child, or you try to be too harsh with them, they're not going to listen to you. Once they're at that age already, that they're not going to be afraid of their parents, and they're not going to stop doing the bad action on account of the hitting. Once they're at the age kegon, batorot halalo, and he says, guess what? In our generation, says Pelewitz, 200 years ago, in our generations, the chutzpah yasge. There's a lot of chutzpah in the world. Uben bo'ed be'aviv, lo al yedei haka'ah. A child speaks back to their father, not at age 22, at a much, much, much younger age. Children, unfortunately, are speaking back to their parents. And not just al yedei haka'ah, not just if the parents hit them, el afilu im go'er bo, even if a father or mother yells at their child, becha'as. Right, a baby or a very, very, very young child, they'll get afraid. They hear their parents raise their voice. They realize they do something wrong, and they get afraid. But once they get to a level of understanding, Peleoet says, even in his time, he's saying this 200 years ago, they're already yelling back at their parents.
How come it's limited to an adult child? Because by default, if you read it, you might assume that you can hit a younger child.
Yes, as we're going to get it, in those times they were hitting young children, and there are rules and guidelines towards hitting younger children of what you were allowed to do, what you were not allowed to do. You weren't allowed to give a cruel hit. You had to hit with a smaller strap, which it wouldn't inflict a wound on the child. But the purpose of it was to discipline the child, just like yelling, in order to stop them from doing certain actions. Yeah. Right. So Peleus is going to talk about that a little bit later. Okay. He will get into the details of that kind of hitting, and it was within the culture of that time. But even within the culture of that time, so Peleus starts from the point of when your child, your son, your daughter becomes an adult. Forget about it. You know, you're hitting them. You're for sure causing damage. It's too late at that point, and you're gonna cause them to disrespect you, right? The child at a younger age, right? If the father hits them, and in those times it was viewed as, obviously it's not today, but in those times it was viewed positive because you would stop the child. You would prevent the child from becoming worse. You would prevent the child from doing something worse later, because the child, out of fear of their parents, out of fear of their father, out of fear out of their mother hitting them, they would be afraid to go steal the next day or to do something wrong the next day.
The teacher was acceptable.
Yeah,
the
teachers were allowed.
Again, I mean, jump spanking them.
It was in their class. Nowadays, not a
you spanking them.
They'll send you to jail. Right?
Yeah, not
don't do it anymore.
Definitely not allowed. No, we're not talking about. Well, we're just talking about the concepts. To learn the concepts. So Peleoet says, so once upon a time, when you read the halachot, it says you hit your adult child, chayav nidui, excommunicate your parent. How dare you do it? So let's look at the reasoning for it. The reasoning for it is that once the child is old enough that they're going to disrespect their parents, you shouldn't do it, because they're going to disrespect you for it. They're not going to listen to you. It's not going to be effective. It's going to be ineffective. It's going to have the opposite results if you do it. So don't just apply it to age 22. Apply it once the child is old enough. Nowadays it might even be age 5, 6. It might be once the child is old enough that
age of filth, basically.
Yeah, once they're going to speak back disrespectfully to their parents, right? For sure, it's not. You have to be careful as a parent that your child shouldn't disrespect you. This is the point. The point is, your children should not disrespect you. And sometimes through hitting, or sometimes through anger, that's an inappropriate time, the child will disrespect the parents, and it's counterproductive.
That goes against what we learn. We're learning in the Torah that we have to differentiate ourselves from animals. Humans mm-hmm. are different than animals. So animals have a tendency to hit us. We hit animals to anger. It's a herd. We hit them to move to place. We're doing the same thing with our kids. So what message are we giving them? That's accepted, but I have a hard time understanding that.
Oh, okay. So
maybe it's
for,
an off subject.
Yeah. Peleus
I think
will
the
get.
The point is that to make do something that your kids will respect you.
Exactly. Sure the idea is that the children should have respect for their parents. A child with no discipline, or a child who doesn't have discipline,
so
that they have to follow.
To receive respect from the kids. Find a way
to receive respect. There, and there's two extremes, you know, when it comes to parenting, both which are not healthy and both of them are not good for children. And this is ultimately about finding the balance. But there's one extreme that the parents are too overbearing and they have a specific box that they want their child to be in and to follow. And if they don't follow that exact path, if they don't follow exactly what they want in their dreams, you know, their dreams of their child becoming a doctor, or their dreams of whatever it might be, then the child's receiving the worst punishment. For what? For what? Because they committed a crime, because they did something wrong. So that kind of parenting can harm a child and can be harmful. But on the other hand, there's just as equal, if not worse, in evil, is the parent who doesn't discipline at all. The parent who allows their child to grow up without any rules, without any consequences, with I have the right to say whatever I want to whomever I want. And if a child disrespects the parent, then the child can also disrespect the teacher, the child can also disrespect the principal, the child can also disrespect the police officer, they have no respect for anything in society. So there's a balance that the parent, there has to be consequences for children, but parents have to know when and how to use it. So we have to transition, and it was quite a day to talk about hitting also, because I was just reading in the news that last night, at the Academy Awards, he went and spoke about his Smith. Yeah, on stage he went. But anyway, we're going to continue this discussion Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. We're going to do a little bit of Haggadah. Shelo Asani Goy. Hashem didn't make us Goyim.